This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 19, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing executives now say the long-delayed 787 Dreamliner could be flying right now, and they fully expect the maiden flight to take place later this month. Boeing's Scott Carson told Bloomberg at the Paris Air Show, quote, "I personally believe the airplane could fly today," unquote. He added that Boeing was not flying the Dreamliner at Paris because there was no reason to risk flying when all the benchmarking was not completed. Quote, "We don't want to take shortcuts," unquote. Boeing is looking for some positive news from the show, since they have yet to report a single order at Paris. Carson told reporters he thinks economic conditions have found the bottom and that the commercial jet division could start picking up again in the next year. It's not unusual to hear the skill set needed to operate modern military drones related to civilian video games, but Raytheon is reporting advances that lean more heavily than ever on civilian tech. The company's Killer Bee land and sea-launched UAS has been adapted to run on the Linux operating system to improve UAS integration with other battle technologies. But wait, there's more. Mark Bigham, Raytheon Intelligence and Information Systems Business Development Director, commented, quote, "The ground system can be flown using either a joystick or a gamepad controller used by many gaming enthusiasts today. It provides the Navy and the Marine Corps with the first open universal control system, capable of flying Killer Bee, MQ-8 Fire Scout, and other UASs simultaneously," unquote. "I have to wonder how long it'll be till we can start buying military surplus Wii controllers." Hartzell Propeller is a company with roots that go back more than a century, but these days the company is owned by Tailwind Technologies of Piqua, Ohio. Tailwind announced this week it's naming a new grouping of its other divisions, Hartzell Aerospace, in an attempt to both leverage the name's heritage and avoid confusion between the prop maker and other holdings, including Industrial Tube Company, Electrofilm Manufacturing Company, and Acoustic Fab. There were hints more acquisitions may be coming, too. James W. Brown III, president of Tailwind, commented, quote, "The creation of Hartzell Aerospace will broaden the range of products and services offered to our customers and serve as the natural home for additional acquired companies and content," unquote. You know, a recession is a great time to be in business if you're buying. Eads apparently thinks so, too. The European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, the parent of Airbus, is looking for acquisition targets among U.S. companies, part of a previously announced strategy to diversify operations into markets where the U.S. dollar is the dominant currency. Sudden declines in the dollar's value in the past few years have hurt the profitability of Eads, while lowering costs for its competitor, Boeing. The company's Ralph Crosby told Bloomberg at the Paris Air Show, quote, "What we look for is value. Today, it can be anything up to $500 million, unquote. It's not clear how solidly the directors of Eads back the strategy, however. The company had gone after two larger properties in the last year, but its board chose instead to preserve cash, according to COO Marwin LaHood. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA wants more money next year and says it's worth it. Lockheed's new GPS satellites aren't working well enough to support next-gen ATC. And Evector wants to outfit U.S. flight schools with its planes. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Stu and Kathy Fields of Experimental Helo Magazine are here with me at West Desert. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.